Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
In this week's podcast, we're talking all about expressions and phrasal verbs with the word speak. Not only will you learn what these actually mean, but you'll learn how to use them in everyday conversations as well. And for a bonus lesson with some slang words that mean speak, make sure you head on over to our Instagram at reallife.english as soon as you finish listening to this podcast.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
life-changing.
Way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, riding the bus, getting your bod in shape for beach season, or even
enjoying your morning coffee.
So I'm joined here in the global studio, as always, by the lovely Andrea. How's it going, Andrea?
It's going well. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm doing great. I heard your arms are a bit sore.
My arms are very sore. I've been back at the gym the last few weeks, which is really nice to actually be back in a physical gym, but my body's just not used to it. So I'm going through that period where everything hurts.
And of course, I didn't forget you, Thunder Down Under. He's here in the studio as well.
Oh yeah, what's going on, everybody? Did you guys send the cold weather across the Atlantic? It is freezing here today.
Could be. I mean, it's pretty cold and rainy here as well, so we're not much better off.
Actually, Ethan, you said something interesting in the intro. You said getting your bod ready for summer. What does that mean, your bod?
I think I even said for beach season, right?
Oh yeah, you did.
Because if we say the season, like something season, it means that it's like the time for that thing. So beach season here is the summer, of course, which the Northern Hemisphere summer. And Ollie, where you live, it's pretty much beach season, I think, all year round.
Oh yeah.
So you have to always have your bod ready for beach season there, I imagine. So that means that you have your body in shape. Here in Barcelona, we were just talking about Operation Bikini, that you have to get ready to have that confident strut on the beach in your swimwear.
But we just want to point out that you can be confident in your own skin and love who you are and just go to the beach however you feel.
Well said, Thunder Down Under.
Oh, yeah.
So we have so many great expressions in English with the word speak that we use every day. We are going to be looking at some of those today. And speaking of speaking, I know that for many of you listening to this, that is probably one of your biggest frustrations when it comes to English, is that you just don't have enough opportunities to speak English with other people, right? Well, we've been working very hard to help you to solve this problem, because very soon we are going to be launching our Real Life English app, which is going to help you to improve your listening with this podcast, with transcripts, which will show you all of the vocabulary and expressions and so much more, so that you can really start to understand native speakers in real life conversations. But on top of that, we also have a part of it that will be dedicated to speaking, where you'll be able to connect with other learners from all around the world for short and meaningful and really fun conversations. And this is going to do wonders for your English speaking. So before we get too ahead of ourselves, we have a shout out for a huge fan of Ollie out there, and I think a podcast listener.
I'm really excited about this shout out because I noticed that she is a massive fan of ours, and I see her commenting all the time. So today's shout out comes from Lucy M, and she says, "I love your podcast, guys. It's been helping me for 4 months now. With the combination of your channels, it's even more amazing. I can recognize a huge improvement. I feel more confident as well, even in my native language." And she is like you, Ethan. She's an introvert. She's a shy person. "Your channel Learn English with TV series is so great and really enjoyable. What a marvelous idea to combine learning English with a lot of fun. I love your second channel, Real Life English. I love your live lessons. It's a pleasure that we can participate. And last but not least, your podcast. Amazing work, guys. I listen to it every week, and I'm always so excited for new episodes. You guys are never boring, and I can listen to your older podcasts again and again. And also the newest thing, your app. I love listening to the podcast and reading the text if I don't catch some new word. Amazing, Ryan.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Lucy. That is really like a heck of a shout out because I think she covered all the bases. She talked about pretty much every channel. It's so great that you've been taking advantage of everything that we have to offer. It's so great that you're using the app, which we just spoke about. And Lucy is one of our beta testers. So if you want to give the app a try as well so that you can start learning more with the podcast, just as she said, and even join some of our speaking events, then for sure head over to reallifeglobal.com and click on podcasts. And if you look for this episode, you'll find a way to sign up there. And then also, if you want us to shout you out, just like Lucy, she went over to the blog and she left a comment on one of our podcasts. So you could do that. Or if you want to take it even to the next level, then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review because this also helps other people from all around the world to discover us and have a lot of fun learning with us. All right. So we have a quote from the late and great Kobe Bryant.
So today's quote is very fitting for our topic. It's, I can't relate to lazy people. We don't speak the same language. I don't understand you. I don't want to understand you. So I think this is a great quote, and I love that it has the expression speak the same language. And already within this quote, Kobe Bryant does kind of explain it because he says, I don't understand you. So if you don't speak the same language with someone, it doesn't mean that you don't actually speak their language, whether it's English, Spanish, Italian, whatever. It's just that you don't really relate to that person, so you don't really understand them.
That's so true. You could say, for example, maybe that you were seeing someone, you went on a few dates together, but then after that, you just kind of realize that you don't speak the same language. Or another similar expression we might say is that you don't see eye to eye, right? So meaning you kind of just don't share the same values, you don't really have the same opinions, so it might not work out. And Kobe Bryant, I guess, doesn't tolerate lazy people because he just can't understand it.
Exactly, because if you imagine how successful he was, how much hard work he had to put into everything, it just really makes sense.
Yeah, actually, I've lived with a few people that we don't speak the same language, and we had a few complications at home, just totally different mindsets and ways of behaving in a share house.
Totally. Sometimes that even happens like with a sibling, with like your brother or sister, and that can make growing up awfully hard in the same household. Yeah, global citizen. Would you like transcripts for these episodes of the podcast so that you can understand everything? And how would you like to practice what you learn here by speaking with other listeners? It sounds like a dream, right? Well, now it is a reality. We're super excited to announce that we have started testing and are getting ready to release the much anticipated Real Life English podcast and speaking app, where you will be able to do all of this at the touch of a button for free. But before we launch our app to thousands and eventually millions of learners from around the world, we're inviting a small group of our friends and special fans to get a unique first look. I want to invite you to join us for private beta testing. You will exclusively be allowed to download and test the app and participate in scheduled speaking events. Most importantly, we'll use your feedback to guide us in building a world-class real-life English listening and speaking experience. To apply for our private beta testing program, go to reallifeglobal.com/reallifeapp or click the link in the description of this podcast. So today we're going to be looking at all sorts of expressions like speak the same language. So let's roll into today's main topic. All right, Andrea, what's the first expression you have here for us?
Okay, so the first one is to speak volumes.
To speak volumes. What does volume mean, first of all?
So literally, volume is whether the sound is very loud or like very quiet, very low. So maybe if you want to listen to your music louder, you would turn up the volume or you would turn it down if you want it to be quieter.
Or another context, you might like add volume to your hair, right? What does that mean?
Yeah, so if you don't want your hair to be too flat on your head, you would maybe put some product in or like turn your head upside down and fluff it around or something so that it's like higher up. You kind of just imagine like the 80s and the 90s or something, you know, with back combing and really lots of big hairstyles with lots of volume.
Exactly. So what does it mean then to speak volumes?
Yeah, so to speak volumes means that there is good evidence for or be good evidence for something.
Exactly. So we could say that the shout out from before, Lucy, her dedication and the time that she spends learning speaks volumes to her kind of perseverance and her grit as an English learner.
I like that example. That's a really good one. You could even say, for example, maybe someone is not in contact with you anymore and you don't really know why, but you could say, oh, I've been trying to call her and she's not answering my calls, but that speaks volumes. So It kind of shows you that she's just not interested anymore, or, you know, there's been some sort of disagreement and you're no longer friends or something like that.
Similar to another expression, actions speak louder than words, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
All right. So what's the next one?
So the next one is to speak your mind. And this basically means to say what you really think. For me personally, I think you need to be careful when you speak your mind, because like if you speak your mind in a work meeting, you could get in trouble off your boss or something like that. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it can be quite admirable if someone is able to speak their mind, and other times it can get you into trouble or it can offend people, of course. My dad, in fact, he has, I don't know if it's a bad habit or I think maybe just upbringing or something, but he always speaks his mind. He has no filter. And so sometimes that's a very good thing. Sometimes I admire that a lot about him, but other times it's just like, you know, like a face palm sort of situation where it's like, I can't believe that you just said that. It's like you have no etiquette or training around people or something, because it can just come across as things that he says sometimes come across as very rude.
Yeah, I guess like an example of a person who speaks their mind would be Donald Trump, who just says everything that he's thinking.
You mentioned something interesting there, Ethan. What's a face palm situation?
Face palm is like there's an emoji for it where like the guy or the girl or the person is like slapping themselves on the face. It would be a situation where someone says something or where something happens and you just can't believe that it happened. And it's like you literally just put your face into your palms, into your hands, because I guess that's just like a gesture for like embarrassment, for being like incredulous.
Ooh, what does incredulous mean?
Incredulous means that you can't believe something, right?
Yeah. And I haven't actually heard face palm before, but I knew what you were talking about because I imagined the palm of
you can
your
see
hand.
Me.
Yeah, that too. But yeah, that's an interesting one. I'm going to start using that.
It's very useful. Face palm. All right. What's the next one?
The next one is speak for yourself.
But that's not actually how we'd say it. We'd be like, speak for yourself, Andrea.
I love the sass.
I think it's usually a sassy expression, right?
Yeah. So sometimes maybe, you know, you're having a conversation with someone and then you're kind of like giving your opinion, but making out that it's other people's opinion too. And they might turn to you and say, speak for yourself, because maybe they think in a different way or they have a different opinion. So yeah, it's exactly that. What someone said is only their opinion. It's not necessarily yours.
I think it's not the most diplomatic or polite way of expressing that, right?
No, not really. But I do think there are situations where you can use it like as a joke maybe as well, amongst friends. You might be talking about something and they might say, oh, speak for yourself, you know, in a jokey way.
Yeah, I suppose there'd be situations like that. It's definitely prudent to be careful with this one, right?
Definitely.
All right. What's next?
So the next one is it speaks for itself. And basically this means that something is so clear that no further explanation is needed.
So a good example here is, for example, the speaking part of our app, you know, it speaks for itself because it's very clear, it's very easy to use, and it's just so good. So you can say the quality speaks for itself, for example. You don't need to promote it. Like, you don't need to promote it that much or convince someone to use it.
You could probably say that too, like, if something's really obvious, like, you know, it doesn't really require explanation. So it's like, you could say, well, you know, it speaks for itself. It's obvious. Like maybe, I don't know, if someone asked what King Kong versus Godzilla is about, or Kong versus Godzilla, I'm not even sure what the movie's called, but I feel like it speaks for itself what it's about. It's about, you know, Kong versus Godzilla.
Exactly. There's no mistakes there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on.
Yeah. So I love the next one, and it's speak of the devil. We do also sometimes use this with talk, I think. Would you use it sometimes with talk of the devil?
I think in American, just speak.
Oh.
Yeah, we just use speak as well.
And there's a lot of connected speech there as well, because we say like, speak of the devil.
Mm. Yeah, that's a really good point. We don't say speak of the devil, speak of the devil.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the of and the are very much reduced there. And this one is used when the person you're talking about arrives at the place where you are. So, for example, I might be talking about Ethan and then all of a sudden I see you and I'm like, speak of the devil. We were just talking about you.
Exactly.
You need to be careful that you're not talking trash or rubbish or bad things about the person and then they walk in. Yeah.
Hope they didn't overhear you.
This often can happen whether you're like, you know, everyone's meeting virtually and we're like, oh, where's so-and-so? Where's so-and-so? So-and-so means the person, right? And then they join the meeting and you're like, oh, there they are. Speak of the devil.
We might say as well, would you guys say this in the UK, Australia? Are your ears burning? Like if that person suddenly appears, you could say, oh, are your ears burning? We were just talking about you.
Yeah, we would use that. Yeah.
I think we would, but I think it's maybe more of a thing that my parents would say.
You're calling us old fashioned.
Maybe.
I'd probably say speak of the devil more too, but I have heard people say, are your ears burning a lot as well. So what's the next one, Ollie?
So the next one is to speak well of, and you can speak well of a person, and it means you have a high opinion of a person or a place. So if I'm talking to Andrea, for example, and I'm saying really good, positive things about Ethan, Andrea might say to me, oh, you speak well of Ethan, or like, it's basically to, have a high opinion and think of a person or a place as being like really respected and really good.
You might say like as well, Andrea knows a lot of really great restaurants in Barcelona. So she's a good person to talk to if you're looking for a new place to try out. So usually when I go to like a new place with like friends or something, I'll be like, oh, Andrea really spoke well of it. Which means it tends to be a really good place if Andrea's spoken well of it.
Yeah, we do love a good restaurant and trying out new places.
Looking forward to being able to go to more of those.
Yes, definitely. Me too. Hopefully if they open up for evenings as well, because at the moment in Barcelona, we can only go out in the morning and for lunch to the restaurants.
No fun.
You might even say it to the person as well. So for example, maybe I'm just meeting someone for the first time, but I've been introduced to them by a friend and I might say, oh, this person speaks well of you, you know, and then you know that they've already been speaking about you. So you know a little bit about them.
Right. I think it's a good thing to say too. If like a friend introduces you or something. Because it's a way to say that you already hold them in high regard.
Exactly.
All right. Next down the line.
So the next one is to speak out. And this is kind of similar to speak your mind, but it's a little bit stronger. So it's to give your opinion firmly and strongly. And you might have an objection to something. So if you don't like what you hear or you don't like what is going on, you can speak out.
So an example of this is, for example, maybe you're in the workplace and your manager or just another colleague of yours is not treating you very well. Maybe they're being really rude or they're treating you unfairly, you might be advised by one of your colleagues or your friends or family members to speak out. So you need to make it clear and be heard basically about this situation and not be quiet about it and just let it happen.
We use it a lot too with against, to speak out against something. For example, there's a lot of people right now that are speaking out against the vaccines because they think that, you know, we don't know the long-term effects of them. There have been some cases of people having bad side effects already. And those people, there's a group of people, obviously, who speak out against the vaccines and the pharmaceutical companies that are developing them. That's kind of a good one to use for those kind of things that maybe people are like protesting and things. You could say in another way that they're speaking out against that thing.
Yeah, I think that's another really good example and something to do with current events as well.
Right. So the next one, I think, is quite similar. Although it's slightly different.
So the next one is to speak up. And it can literally mean that the person wants you to speak loudly or to speak louder because they can't hear what you're saying. So if someone is speaking like this, you might say speak up. It means they can't hear you. But another meaning of speak up is to say something to defend a person. So for example, I want to use public transport. On trains, we often see, in Australia anyway, like I'm not sure what happens in London and in the States, but there's a lot of like mean people out there, the people who are not nice to other people. And if you see someone who is, you know, verbally abusing another person, person and you feel that it's not right, then you might speak up and say something to the person who is being, you know, mean. You say, hey, I don't think that's appropriate. Please don't speak to that person like that. So you're speaking up, you're defending that person, and you're giving your opinion. It's like taking the moral ground, right? The moral high ground.
Totally. Sometimes you'll see like police posters that'll say like, you know, speak up. If you see a crime, speak up about it, which means you should let the police know about that. Or like in the US, I've seen different advertisements to speak up against drunk driving. So if you were to be driving at night and you saw someone swerving, which means they're kind of going left and right, you know, they're not staying in their lane, then you might speak up by calling the police and alerting that there's a person who could harm themselves or other people. Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use real native English and make it a permanent part of your life in a way that is fun, natural, and convenient. The best part is you can try it for free with our three-part Power Learning Series. We will send it to your email. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod. That's P-O-D to sign up. Now let's get back to today's podcast lesson. What's the next one we got on the list?
So the next one is speaking of, which I think you actually mentioned earlier on, Ethan. You said speaking of speaking, and you were talking about app. Yeah,
I didn't even remember that this was on the list.
Yeah, so this is used to change the direction of a conversation, but link it to what has been said. So it is still connected. You're not absolutely changing the direction of the conversation to a completely different topic. You are linking it to what has just been said.
So, for example, like you could be talking with your friends about your favorite movies on Netflix, and then you could say, oh, speaking of movies, do you want to watch a movie? So we're changing the direction of the conversation, but I'm still talking about movies.
I think this is like such a great one to introduce into your speaking and stuff, because it's like one of those connectors, right? Like a connector phrase. So if Ollie had said that instead, if you're talking about Netflix and all of a sudden you say, you want to watch a movie? It seems like a little bit unnatural or abrupt, right? Even though you're kind of talking about movies. But if you use like a linking phrase like this, like, oh, speaking of Netflix, do you want to watch a movie? It sounds much more natural, right?
Yeah. And another good example is like Andrea and I are talking about the party that we went to on the weekend. And I'm talking at, oh, Andrea, that was a great party, wasn't it? Oh, speaking of the party, did you see Ethan there?
Probably means that I was doing something scandalous.
He was dancing, he was singing, he even was eating all the cake. I don't
know. People are going to have a really bad image of me.
I'm still talking about the party, but I've kind of changed the direction to talk about something else, something different.
To gossip. My ears are burning.
I love that. What does it mean to gossip? I wonder if people know that.
Yeah, it's a good word, right? It's if you're gossiping, or maybe you like to read the gossip column about celebrities and stuff, or you like to watch gossipy TV shows. But it's basically that you're talking about like something that happened with someone, but usually it's kind of like scandalous things. Like, you know, if you're talking about celebrities, for example, it's like such and such celebrity was having an affair with this other person, or I don't know, we were talking about the gossip columns. A lot of times you might see like some celebrity that doesn't look very good in their bathing suit on the beach or something. That's kind of like gossip.
I wonder if people remember the show Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl. Yeah, it's a good use. And we have another word that we'd use, like dish. It's like you dish on someone or something, right? If Ollie brought up like, oh, did you see Ethan at the party? Going back to that, Andrea could have responded, oh, no, I didn't, dish.
Yeah.
Which you mean like, tell me the gossip. What's the 411? Isn't that like an older one?
Yeah, I think wow. So. Yeah, like if you're with a friend and you're like, oh, so how was your date? Dish.
It's like dish the dirt. Tell me everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. People must think we're so wild.
They're really going to want to come party with us now.
Oh, yeah.
I want the cake.
the real life English annual get together party.
Gonna have to happen post COVID. We're throwing a huge party on the beach. What's the next one we got on the list?
Okay, so the next one is generally speaking, And this basically is used to say when you're speaking in general about something. So again, it's maybe a good sentence starter or a sentence opener. Maybe you're responding to a question as well, and you might say, well, generally speaking, this is how it is. And you kind of give an answer using that sentence opener.
Yeah. So, for example, generally speaking, in Brazil, most people wear masks when they go outside. In general, not everybody, but for the most part.
That's a good example.
Or generally speaking, I wake up at 6:30 every morning.
Which means there's some exception to that, right?
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday.
Maybe on the weekends, you wake up later. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 6:45, because I can't sleep in beyond 7, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have the same issue.
Terrible, isn't it?
I don't have that problem.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I can usually fall back asleep again, even if I do, like, you know, your internal clock kind of wakes you up and then I'm like, oh no, it's Sunday, go back to sleep.
No, I'm not. As soon as I like wake up, which maybe I can make it to like 7 or something, I'm the same way, but then just like my brain starts working as like all the other things that I could be doing, and I'm like, okay, well, might as well get up.
Totally. I deliberately don't drink coffee on a Sunday so that I can like feel a little bit lazier.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, we only have a couple more here. So do you want to share the penultimate one, the second to last?
Yeah, so the penultimate, which means second to last, as Ethan just said, is on speaking terms. And that means that your relationship with a person is okay, but maybe it's not the best. So you're friends with somebody. If you're on speaking terms, maybe you've had a fight with a person and you have recently come together to, you know, you weren't speaking, but now you are speaking.
So like maybe if someone broke up recently, you could say like, oh, how was your breakup? And they could say, you know, it wasn't the best, but at least we're on speaking terms, meaning that, you know, it wasn't so horrible that you're like, I never want to speak to you again or anything. It's like maybe there's still some possibility of staying friends or getting back together in the future. And speaking of relationships.
Nice little link into the next one. Speaking of relationships, the next one is, or the final one is, spoken for.
So when would you use this one, Andrea?
So you would use this one to say that you're in a relationship. So for example, someone might come and hit on you. That means that they, you know, come over, they flirt with you a little bit. Maybe they ask to buy you a drink or something. And you can say, oh, sorry, I'm spoken for, which means that, you know, you already have a significant other.
Oh, it's another one, right? I have a significant other. Maybe you like flash them your wedding ring or something like that. Give them the wedding finger. I think that one comes from too. Another use of this one would be like that something is like reserved, right? So if you go to, I don't know, you go to a bookstore and you see that there's only one copy of this book that you want to buy left. And, you know, you go to grab it, but then the salesperson there says, oh, sorry, that one's spoken for. Someone else already reserved it. So I think it's something like that, which it's a little bit, I think it's a bit of a weird term to actually use for talking about a relationship or something, because it almost is like someone already owns you, but it's something that we use all the time.
It's kind of another way of saying that it's taken as well, isn't it? Which I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, you don't take a person and they're yours and they're your property, but it works better, I suppose, with possessions, you know.
Which is another expression you could use to mean the same thing, right? I'm taken.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm completely wrong, but I think the first time the Beatles went to the United States and had like their first like live performance and everything, it was on some television show or something, and they put the names of each one. I remember they put John Lennon, they say like, sorry ladies, he's taken.
Yeah, actually I saw there was an interview and one person actually asked him, they were like, why did you get married, John? And he was like, well, I was in a relationship and I wanted to commit. And then he kind of just said, but it's none of your business.
What does that mean? That it's none of your business.
So you shouldn't be worried about it because it's got nothing to do with you. Like, my relationship is personal and you don't need to worry about it. But obviously their diehard fans had hopes and dreams of maybe dating them or marrying them.
What's a diehard fan?
Oh, yeah. So a diehard fan is like a really committed and loyal and passionate fan.
We could say that our shout out Lucy is a diehard fan of Real Life English.
She is.
Definitely.
It's a great example and a very dedicated English learner. And quickly, before we wind up, Speaking of Beatles interviews, why did we bring that up, Andrea?
So we are working on a lesson with the Beatles that will be coming to the Learn English with TV series YouTube channel very soon. So we've been watching lots of interviews with the Beatles to try and select the best clip for the lesson.
Exactly. So be sure, if you're a Beatles fan like we are, then be sure to go over to Learn English with TV series and subscribe so that you don't miss that lesson. And if you have enjoyed today's lesson, then you can continue learning some slang words that have to do with speak. Like we talked about one actually already, how we say dish instead of gossip. So we have another handful that you can learn over exclusively on our Instagram at reallife.english. So be sure to go and check that out. Continue your English learning journey. And until next week, thanks so much for listening to the Real Life English Podcast. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our Real Life Native Immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning Series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.